Welcome, young and old, stranger and friend, optimists and pessimists, sad or joyful. The light shines on us all, and we are all invited to receive its illuminating and warming power. As Susan plays, wisdom and wonder will light the Advent candles for the final time. Reflect now on these words of focus as we gather. Drawn by the light, we, like the Magi, are sent forth in new directions. We are empowered to be God's illuminating presence in the world. Arise, shine, for the mystery of Christ has been revealed. You can take your bulletins and turn to the back. You'll see the call to worship printed. Yes, the light is here. We carry it within us. It is as long as the moon throughout all generations. You, O God, have caused the mountains to shake. You've torn open the heavens, and your glory reaches the earth. Yes, let your mystery be declared. Let us pray. We come, our God, seeking light, light to reveal your majesty, light to clear our blindness, light to illuminate our understanding. Come into our hearts and lives as we worship, so that we may serve in your kingdom as bearers of light and guide others to the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite Jeanette to come and lead us in the morning opening songs.
For the first song, would you turn to number 16 in the blue hymnal? Number 16. And would you stand, please? You'll have to sing heartily. second song, 401. This I hope the children will join us as well. This little light of mine.
Invite the children to come forward for the children's story and be led by Nick, Shantz, and Tammy.
Keep people on their toes. Good morning. Come on down. I just have to find my place here. How are you guys today? Good. The last few weeks, we've had children's stories from Nick. Nick is my husband. And today, we are talking about advertising. And as Nick's wife, I think I do most of his advertising. That's probably how he got the children's story in the first place. Nick does so many things for our families and our friends and for me and our family as well. When I talk to people I know about Nick and his many, many talents or show friends what he has made, I am advertising him. Does everybody know what advertising means? You have an idea? Not giving it away, because when you see advertisements on TV, commercials, they're kind of telling you about their stuff, right? So the simple explanation I had was to make something known. So when you see something, you don't know that toys exist until they're on commercials, right? We outdid our children. We don't have cable. So God wants to advertise for us, he wants us to advertise for him as well. And how do we do that? How would we advertise God to the rest of the world? Tell people about him? Mm-hmm. Any other ways? Because that's kind of our jobs as Christians, isn't it? Not just to be a Christian ourselves, but also to let that be known in the world, right? To advertise for God. So some ways you could do that is shine of God's love. This was a phrase that was given to me in the leader, and I thought it was a little complicated, but maybe not. Shine of God's love. Let God's love shine through you. Show that we trust God and his plans for us. Share God's love with others. And we want to show people in 2018 that God's love makes a difference in our actions. So how we act and what we do will also show, advertise for God. Should we have a little prayer? Okay, bow your heads. Thank you, God, that you make us strong to trust you and to share with those we know that you are important in our lives. You make us special because your plan for us is best. In the midst of our church family and with those we walk beside, we say, let it be, let it be, let it be. Amen. You guys can head back to your seats. Thank you.
Our next song is number 39, and I believe it's Sing the Story. Can't read my thing here. Sing the Story, number 39.
Hear these words from Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed a star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Today is Epiphany, the final Sunday in the six-week Advent and Christmas worship series. So as I begin this morning, I first look back to to the beginning of our worship series on December 3rd. It seems like a while ago. Remember that our theme has been, yes, let it be. Today, as we recognize the wise men, our theme is, yes, let it be declared. As the children talked, advertised, to give witness to, let it be declared. Let it be highlights the invitation for us to join with God to bring about change, such needed change in our divided, us and them, violent world. The worship planning team from Virginia, as they began planning a few years ago, were drawn to Mary's prayer in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Here I am, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Mary had just heard the amazing plan, and from angels no less. The plan was for her to carry and give birth to the Son of God. And Mary responded, let it be. As we conclude our Advent and Christmas series, remember the planning team's challenge that we heard on First Advent. Mary is often characterized as kind of meek and passive, an obedient servant. Meekness and obedience, of course, have value, but a closer look at the language of Luke suggests a more active engagement with God's plan. And as I said on December 3rd, the technical Greek grammar here is in the aorist, optative mood. And this is a mood that expresses a wish, a prayer. In less technical terms, Mary is giving voice to an active commitment. Mary is expressing a strong desire to be a part of God's plan. Not some meek, obedient, but a strong, active engagement. I want to be a part of this. This is something good. Let me engage in it. Let me tell you about it. The less technical way of expressing this is suggested in the leader is Mary is simply saying, bring it on. Bring it on. I want to be a part of this. Scholar Sarah Klitnick Weir offers this analysis. Mary's response in the Annunciation highlights the supreme humble obedience to God's plan. But in this humility lies something earth-shattering. Mary's response to God's plan is nothing short of radical. For she does not merely accept this plan, a plan so terrifying its messengers need to warn, do not be afraid. And that is a phrase quite often throughout the Christmas story. The angels often begin with, be not afraid, when they bring their message of good news. Mary prays for it. Mary's holiness lies not merely in accepting God's plan, but in wishing for it, desiring it, calling out, bring it on. So as we enter 2018, do we have the strength and faith and trust like Mary centuries ago to make this our prayer to God? Yes, let it be. We are invited to lean into the struggles and darkness of our world, to trust in the light. We are challenged to follow the light as the wise men did, to be open like Mary, to be drawn into a deeper commitment, to be co-participants in God's work in our world. Let it be. Bring it on. With this larger theme in mind, on this final Sunday of the Christmas season, we stop and ponder the coming of the wise men, the final characters to arrive in our traditional nativity depictions. Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, shepherds and angels, and today travelers from the far east bearing gifts. On Tuesday night, in my good friend Century Farmhouse in Jordan, Ontario, sitting around the kitchen island, eating farm fresh pullet eggs, the first ones ever laid by these chickens, following Team Canada's quarterfinal game that we watched in Buffalo, I stumbled across Brian McLaren's challenging reflections on the Magi in a devotional book sitting on the island counter. At that moment, it seemed too coincidental for me to ignore these words as I just flipped the book open casually, not intending to read it, as if God was challenging me with these words. So I took out my BlackBerry and took pictures of these words and returned to them the following day here at the church office. And these words have stuck with me, and I share them with you this morning. McLaren challenges us and writes to us, "They were called magi. We know them as wise men. They were astrologers, holy men of a foreign religion, men from the East. They had observed a strange celestial phenomenon, which they interpreted to mean that a new king had been born in Judea. According to the Gospel of Matthew, they traveled to honor this newborn king, bringing valuable gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In their giving of gifts, they were wiser than they realized. Gift-giving, it turns out, was at the heart of all Jesus would say and do. God is like a parent, Jesus would teach, who lives to shower sons and daughters with good gifts. The kingdom of God that Jesus constantly proclaimed was characterized by an abundant, gracious, extravagant economy of grace, of generosity, of gift-giving. It is better to give than to receive, Jesus taught, and his followers came to understand Jesus himself as a gift expressing God's love to the world. So in memory of the wise men's gift-giving to Jesus, in honor of Jesus' teaching and example of giving, and as an echo of God's self-giving in Jesus, we joyfully have given one another gifts in the past weeks as we celebrated the birth of Jesus. As I age, I experience an ever-deepening joy in the giving of gifts, which communicate love and bring a smile to the receiver's face. Now, it is important to remember as we reflect on this story that not everyone felt generosity in response to this new baby. King Herod was furious about anyone who might unsettle the status quo when he deployed troops to Bethlehem region with orders to kill all infant boys. Joseph was warned in a dream to escape, so the family fled south to Egypt, where Jesus spent part of his childhood. In our post 9/11 Trump world, where it seems that differences are always threatening to divide us, sectarian violence abounds, and anything and anyone from the East is suspect. How meaningful is it that members of other religions and countries, the Magi from the East and the Egyptians to the South, help save Jesus' life right at the beginning, when Jesus is yet a young and vulnerable child? McLaren wonders, could their role in the Christmas story be a gift to us today? Could they be telling us that God has a better way for religions to relate with themselves and to one another? Through the centuries, religions have repeatedly divided people. Religions, including the Christian religion, have too often spread fear, prejudice, hate, and violence in our world. This has left many, many people skeptical and critical of the great world religions. I experience this skepticism in many conversations with friends and acquaintances, in the counseling sessions. We see it in how religions are depicted in music and in film. McLaren suggests that in the Magi's offering of gifts to honor and in the Egyptians' protective hospitality for Jesus and his refugee family, that we can see a better way, a way Jesus himself embodied and taught as a man. As we celebrate this morning the coming of the light into the world, can we see that members of Earth's religions don't need to see their counterparts as competitors or enemies? Instead, we can approach one another with the spirit of gift-giving and honor like the Magi. We can be there to welcome and protect one another as the Egyptians did, and in so doing more fully reflect Christ's light to the whole world, the light that the Magi followed and honored with their gifts. Instead of looking for faults and errors to discredit, insult, and exclude, might we ask other questions? What good can there be in this religion? Let us honor it. What treasures have they been given to share with us? Let us warmly welcome them. What dangers do they face? Let us protect them. What gifts do we have to share with them? Let us generously offer them. To be alive in the adventure of Jesus is to celebrate, to live in and to follow the light. It is to know ourselves for sure as a part of a tradition. And through this tradition, we have a history and identity to enjoy, to preserve, and to share for sure. And to be alive in the adventure of Jesus is to see others as a part of their unique traditions too, with their own history, identity, and gifts. Like the Magi and the Egyptians, we do not have to see people of other religions in terms of us versus them. We can see people of other religions as beloved neighbors, us with them with us, with gifts to share. Like Mary, we can say, yes, let it be, bring it on, and lean into our fear, which will fill our world, or the darkness which fills our world, and the divisions which fill our world, and we can lean into them and seek and look for a different way in the light of Jesus, in the light of the bright star, that we can follow and trust that it will illuminate our path. You can take a moment to look at the insert. It is something for you to take with you to ponder. Simply three questions. Who might be today's Magi? People from other religions or no religions, the nuns as they're called in social stats, who honor Jesus without wanting to leave the religion into which they were born. And how do you respond to the idea that members of different religions can see one another as neighbors with whom to exchange gifts rather than as enemies or competitors? And think of the differing religions in today's world. Hold in your heart the idea that each has gifts to give and each can receive gifts too. Questions for you to live with and to wonder about. What might be the light of these questions, or what might be the way that they're leading us into a different way that challenges us for sure, but a way that challenges and names the fact that our sectarian and divided world has led to so much violence, and that it is time that we continue to seek and wonder about a different way of living into the truth of who Christ was and who Christ calls us to be in our world today. So may we who follow Jesus in 2018 discover anew the gifts of our tradition and share them generously. And may we joyfully receive the gifts that others bring as well. For every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. Yes, let it be declared. Amen.
Wisdom, I'm a little sad this morning.
Why is that, Wonder?
This is the last Sunday we get to have these conversations.
I've enjoyed them too, but maybe it's time to move on.
I wonder.
What do you wonder, Wonder?
I wonder if I'll ever find anyone as wise as you to talk to.
Oh, just think of all you've learned. I just know there's someone out there who is waiting to hear from you.
Really? I have something to say.
Do you ever? So you see, you need to move on too.
Yes. Then I can talk about darkness and hope and the new ways beyond the roads and God fixing things and good ideas and new glasses and new songs and all that. And I can be the wise one.
Yes, let it be declared.
Number 218 in the blue hymnal, and we'll sing verses 1 to 4.
You can again turn to the back of your bulletin, as we've done during this Advent and Christmas season. There is a words of confession that we will speak together, and that I'll respond with words of assurance. So let us speak these words together. O God, your light has come, your glory risen, and your brightness dawned, illuminating not only the way of the Magi, but all our paths. From your fullness we have received grace upon grace, as your mystery has been revealed and your presence made known. Now we too are called to arise, shine, and return by another road. Yet we confess that instead of lifting our eyes and searching diligently, instead of walking with boldness and confidence, instead of revealing and proclaiming your presence, we cling to what we have and know, and we continue on our old familiar ways home. We are frightened by the unknown and by the darkness that covers the earth. Forgive us. Receive these words of assurance. O God, Emmanuel, in Jesus the Christ, you have come among us. You have given us life, and we are restored. Confident in the light of Christ, we bring our offerings, and I invite the ushers to come forward. Let's pray together. Eternal God, ruler of all worlds and shepherds of the stars, your glory is revealed in vastness and in power, yet your greatest name is love. This is the time we remember your gentleness hidden in a mother's hope. This is the time we believe again that love is stronger than fear, that peace is stronger than hate, that darkness will never conquer the light. In this season of God with us, we offer our gifts of gratitude, time, and money, boldly believing that we are graced with your presence. Amen. If you have any announcements that you want to share in regards to church life and activities, I invite you to do so at this time. Not seeing any, then encourage you to continue to read the bulletin and as to the activities, and then we'll move into our time of sharing and prayer. If you have a joy or a concern that you would like to share, Dan has the mic at the back.
Some of you people may know that my sister-in-law, Florence Kale, passed away this past week very suddenly. It's quite a shock for all of us. We've been together in December several times, and she's had some poor health, but we weren't expecting anything. The funeral is tomorrow in Stratford.
Okay. Let's take time to enter into prayer together. As we come in prayer, God, we give you thanks for bare trees outlined in white and steely gray skies brooding over the great lakes. Thank you for the sound of wind rushing all the way from the far north. Thank you for the crunch of snow under our feet and the cold smell of winter. In this dark season, thank you for Christmas and the gift of a child of hope. Thank you for news so good it still rings out as voices around the world speak of good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Thank you that billions of people each day love their neighbor, opening their door, sharing what they have, trying to find a way to live in peace, to live into the light which has come, following it and sharing it with others. Thank you that the best laid plans of those who sow hatred and fear will come to nothing. Thank you that your angels tell us to fear not. Thank you for hope that lives even in places designed to be hopeless. Hope ringing out over every wall, rising up in refugee camps, walking through locked prison doors, simmering in the hearts of those brought low. Hope rising up in the laughter of children who have no home and no citizenship. Bring hope and light to those places where it is so needed this day. We pray for those who are grieving. We pray for the family of Florence Kale as they have lived in shock of her passing this past week and have mourned and will continue to mourn and gather tomorrow for her funeral. Be with all of them in the days ahead. As we move into this new year, 2018, open us to this revolutionary hope and your new ways of seeing and being. Where there is judgment in our families, bring acceptance. Where there are grudges, your sweet release. Where love has faltered, renew it like the dawn and give us words to tell those we love what they most want to hear. Let hope be born again in our humblest, darkest places as we join with the angels in their songs of joy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Let this be our benediction. Let this be our song in 2018. Let it be on our lips and in our hearts. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee, Christ is born. Christ is our light. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Christ is born. Christ is our light. Yes, let it be. Amen.
Would you turn to number 226 in the hymnal? And would you stand and remain standing for the benediction?
May you go with the light. May you defend the cause of the poor and give deliverance to the needy. May you be like the rain that falls on mown grass and like showers that water the earth. May righteousness flourish and peace abound until the sun and the moon are no more. Amen.